they have a special significance within Chinese culture?
Social communist conditions, and we have very limited source about material life there, and the seeds itself always there, and as has just as been presented, it's a household object. At the same time, it's a revolutionary symbol, and in the old history, I don't think it will ever be written in the history. It's just too the kind of object too common and too low for any kind of writers. But there's a writer from I don't even remember the name. Maybe Brandon can help me. What's the name of this writer? During his traveling in China, he's talking about people. That's about 100 years ago. And people are, he sees everywhere people are eating this, some persons as an ant with some skill and a lot of patience. What he said is, we saw that. By doing that, maybe China avoid operation or revolution. You know, so it's some kind of details which is so broadly you can see it, but nobody really mentioned it in the historical books.
Spaces and the rest of the building. So we will encourage people, of course, through signage and also gallery assistants to engage with the work by walking on it and touching the scenes, but of course encourage them not to take them.
Why not?
Well, it's an installation which contains 100 million seeds. So
yes, but I imagine probably, I don't know, you don't have so many viewers to worry that 100 million people come and everybody take one. Probably the work will exist in a different way, and that could be really much more following your song. I don't know, what do you think about that possibility of developing work?
Well, we anticipate that there will be 2 million visitors, at least, who come to see the work over the six-month period. And obviously, we want them to experience the work in its entire form, as conceived
sure.
by the artist.
That's something purely, I'm asking you, really more artists, how do you think that way of existing the work suddenly in, you know, just really extending to your project when it's actually, the way it's not really focused in a particular space, or particular audience, but suddenly start to exist in a strange way. Just purely...
I you were one of the founders of the first modern art movement in China, the Stars, and I just wondered what effect those amazing events in 1979 had on you when you had the illegal exhibition by the National Gallery, and then that march, epic march, to Tiananmen Square. And I just wonder, did that change your life? Did that change the way that you thought about art?
Yes, we are the first group in doing the contemporary art activities in the art. And it has been an up and down and period. And still we are, we have a lot of freedom now, but still in certain areas still a lot of censorship. But this is okay. I think it's a very artists always have to meet certain kind of difficulties, and
yeah. Is there no danger of these ceramic sunglasses breaking with the weight of so many millions of people walking across it?
It's a kind of material which really come from a rock. It's grinded into powder and made of mud and fern under 1,300 degree and fired twice. So it become a really hard material which is very durable. But I don't know. We have to see the result like half year later. So it could be partially damaged, but it's fine.
Being an artist and living in China as you do nowadays, what effect do you think will have the Nobel Prize to Lian Xiaobo?
What do I think about it?
Yes, and what effect do you think will have this Nobel Prize into your freedom, your individual freedom?
I don't think there will be a noticeable effect. China has a long history, and communists also have a very long history. And it's the way they're doing things are not, will not be affected by this single event, but somehow this as a gesture, it really encourages a lot of young people to express themselves more freely. And I think China as a nation has to work towards this more freedom and a more democratic society, and this is nobody can stop it.
How, as an artist working in China, what is your life like? Do you are you under surveillance? Is there any of that? And what's it like to see your work now? Just looking at it, how does it feel?
My case is a little bit special. Most artists they really walk very freely, I should say, and their topic not touching too much so-called sensitive areas. But my work are more involved with social fairness or justice. So, of course, it has conflicts, and I'm under a certain kind of surveillance. But it's okay. I'm travel freely, and I still can afford. And as long as my way of expression are not totally stopped, which is okay for me. My blog is not stopped, but I still can use Twitter. So with the new technology, you as artist, I'm very conscious to build up a new way of communication to reach a new audience. That's why this project is very interesting, because we are not only present artwork, but we have continuous communication with the audience. I would answer their questions through the internet, and so whoever's saying in the terminal hall is only partially the work, and the involvement and the response are part of this total event.
asking what it was like to see your work now.
In China?
Here. How it felt when you first made the finished product.
Why I say...
After 2 years.
And even artists have the concept or have seen all the tests, but still, while putting different scale and put it all together, this is the first time, and it's always quite surprising to experience it. And I'm quite excited about how it's being presented.
I wanted to ask you about the people who helped you, who manufactured the work. How were they employed? I wanted to ask you, what did they think of the work they were doing, and what are they doing now? And I had a second question, if you'll forgive me.
Maybe one.
Okay, great.
Yes, it's an old town. It's a city. Basically, the only activity is making those porcelain ware for about over 1,000 years. In the old time, they're making for imperial ware. So it's super high quality, and I think because the kind of earth, the kind of rock they're found in the near mountain, and the skill from very commercialized, and the product is it become a very uneven. It's very to meet the real market, and I always interested in how to use this old craft. Craftsmanship and old tradition into to give a contemporary language to comment on what we have been the effort we have been made, and this is a very earliest human activities on making this very high quality materials. So, and we have those people working for us. Some forces, of course, everybody knows it, but why to make it, it's very hard to explain to them, because nobody would understand what's for. You simply tell them it's exhibition, why exhibition this, and it's hard, because everything they made is practical, it's not really they have been making since for appreciation, but it's really beautiful floors or you know, in the classic beauty. It also shows some kind of high skill. But this to repeat it, to make it in such a quantity, and no, even you explain to them, nobody would believe, because it takes almost a lot of women, you can see from the photo, and housewife, they all get involved, and they bring it at home, they do it whenever they have the time. So even taxi drivers are talking about this whole town is making this. And now they are, of course, after I finished the stuff, you know, people always asking, when can we start again? You know, because this is, they become very familiar with doing that. And I have to think about some new project for them to do. That's true. I mean, so I have to know them, and
Any other
questions?
I did want to ask, I noticed that when you were being photographed outside on your installation, that you were also very watchful, and you were watching everybody watching you, and that you were photographing everybody while they were photographing you. And I wondered what you would, you know, whether you were, what you will do with that information. Are you will you create your own account of this strange event?
I have been photograph the journalist for past 5 years, and this over thousands photos about them, and I used to put them on my blog, and now my blog is totally forbidden in China, so I put on Twitter sometimes, so they can immediately see the, what I'm doing, and you know, they can be part of it.
Are you expecting the Chinese ambassador to visit the exhibition?
I have really thought about this, and I think we'll welcome them to join this cultural activity. I think you know, I come from there; they should notice it. And yes.
So what will happen to so many seats after the exhibition? What's the future of these seats? When the exhibition will close?
All of the seeds will return to the artist studio in Beijing at the close of the exhibition.
And what you have to do with them?
I will try to cook with them and maybe some new product for them.
Any other questions? We'll have two more.
Okay. Hello. I think this project addressed a very interesting issue about individuals and the society in China. Because as we know, the ideology of individualism is fiercely criticized in China after the 1950s. But there's a growing consciousness about self, for example, the private property in China, especially for the young generation. So, how do you think this kind of transformation happening, and you know, what's your reaction or idea about it?
China has been quite prosperous in the past 20 years, or 10 or 20 years, and with very fast move in economic so-called reform. And with that, I think individual property and individualism and has been growing very fast. And I think that creates a genuine problem for the government to still refuse about political reform. But in the reality, I think it's such a demanding for more freedom and more individual space. So nobody's very clear about how this is going to happen, but it's going to happen.
I just wanted to know, so 2 years ago this project began of the sunflower seeds, and so it was 2 years ago that you were asked by Tate to take on this project, or you were already working on this idea and then Tate came along and it was a kind of coincidence?
As an artist, I have been working on different materials and testing always longer than the project. You know, I never start a project after I've been assigned, but to make it into such form and to present in such a condition is really made for Tate. I mean, I would never think about to make such a crazy number because the location and because of space, because it's a public space, and then it had, you know, this is what I have to do.
So what were you originally wanting to do with these seeds? I mean, what was your purpose at the start?
Well, I just have to to think about the idea, how to work on this, but this has to be developed through the commission, because you know, it was just a few, it was thrown on the table, just, you know, to people can mistakenly taking as a real, you know, it's not a really project.
One more, thank you.
How many seeds have you yourself made?
Probably three. And actually, I couldn't really make it. I mean, they picked up the throw away because it looks so bad. And it looks simple, but it takes some skill to do it. I made three or four, and they said, I don't know, it's, you know, it's just not good.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. And the Turbine Hall, of course, is open. And if you have any other questions, and I will be willing to answer them in person, you're very welcome to ask.